And then you pick the strongest guy.
Strongest guy, you negotiate then and there. They'll ask you which train, which compartment. Yeah. And then they will quote.
And I'm
price.
Just saying strongest guy for just like that. It's not like that. It's never like that. That feels very horribly like, you know, you're buying a slave or something. It's not like that. You don't go and press his calf muscles and say, "Arey, ye wala sahi hai." That's not how it's done.
Check his teeth.
Check his teeth.
Hello, namaste, welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, welcome back.
Okay, hey Hussein, welcome back.
Thank you. Yes. Hope you're having a good week so far and you're traveling.
Yes, great week. And I'm traveling now. Right now I'm in Tamil Nadu in my ancestral village.
Wow,
so
okay.
If there are some sounds in the background or noises in the background, then please excuse
me. Yeah, and the reason for that is Pongal. So happy Pongal to you, Keshav.
Oh yes, and happy Pongal to you and to all our listeners.
Yes, and Pongal is the harvest festival.
Yes, it's the harvest festival, I think, along a couple of states on the western coast.
Mm.
Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Maharashtra, maybe even parts of Gujarat.
Okay. Yeah, so actually the kite flying Makar Sankranti...
Sankranti is the same festival.
Oh, okay. So how does the kite flying kind of fit into that?
We don't have kite flying. So
no, I'm asking in year, is it a harvest festival as well, Sankranti?
So when does the kite flying that happens in parts of Gujarat and even Maharashtra happens around Sankranti, no?
Yeah, yesterday. So it was happening in my building.
Yeah. I don't know how that is connected to our harvest festival. So there's harvest festivals across.
Across. Uh-huh.
But there are different things people do around the harvest festival.
The harvest festival.
Like we do a bullfight, right? There is a Jallikattu.
Oh, that is also a harvest thing or what?
This only happens now.
Oh, wow.
So see, that's the thing. So because it's been politicized, it's like imagine if patang, kite flying became politicized because people do die on motorcycles from the manja and it became a political issue.
Mm.
And then the joy gets sucked out of it.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So they've ruined Jallikattu in Tamil Nadu officially.
Mm. Okay. So anyway, I can hear the village dogs.
The village dogs.
Also celebrating.
So these are things I can't really do much about these sounds.
Yeah. So let's jump in. So the headline reads, once icons of railway stations, coolies struggle to eke out a living as amenities for passengers improve. Now, the 1983 Bollywood blockbuster Coolie, featuring Amitabh Bachchan in the titular role, revolves around a hardworking coolie identified by the distinctive label 786.
And that was his employee ID. That was his employee ID, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so the film follows his quest to find his mother while highlighting the toils and struggles of a coolie's life. It struck a chord with audiences by tapping into the universal experience of encountering coolies who are often dressed in a red shirt and khaki brown pants with a conspicuous coolie number badge on their arm.
Hmm.
This attire serves as a clear indicator of their official status as licensed porters hired by the Indian Railways to aid passengers, a sight familiar to anyone who has ever availed their services at railway stations.
Yeah.
However, the significance of these station helpers has dwindled due to modern improvements like escalators, lifts, battery-operated vehicles, and traveler-friendly trolley bags in this evolving time at stations.
Wow.
A coolie's identity was iconic of railway stations. Now, consequently, the earnings of these coolies have dropped significantly as fewer people seek their services for carrying luggage. Instead, they have transitioned into more of a guiding role, providing information about platforms, train locations, and available facilities, a common grievance raised by porters of Mumbai. Right. Now, so there's one example of Mr. Rajaram Shivram Sangle, who is 53 years old, bearing coolie badge number 223 at Mumbai Central Station, and he followed in his father's footsteps to become a coolie. Now, over 30 years of service, he highlighted how his daily earnings have shrunk to a meager rupees 400 to 500 rupees per day due to improvements in passenger amenities across stations. He and his colleagues fear losing their jobs due to it. And Rajaram said that earlier he used to earn about 1,000 rupees, but the demand for their services has declined. Rajaram, like many colleagues, sees his inclusion in Group D railway jobs as a ray of hope. And Group D jobs consist of things like sweepers, cleaning staff, etc.
Right, right. Got it. So yeah. It's almost like the amenities or the improvements for passengers have hurt coolies.
Yeah, it's like as technology, not only technology, but as the travel experience evolves, their role doesn't have a part to play anymore. No, like, I think when people moved from, let's say, steamships to, I'm sure there are many jobs that went when ships did not work on steam anymore, or trains did not work on coal anymore. Like the guy who put the coal into the coal. I feel it's a similar thing, no? As the experience changes.
Yeah.
Some
so it's almost like we shouldn't be surprised. Like this entire article is like, what were you thinking? Of course.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
It's
such a blind spot, no?
It
you
is.
Would not. You would never like immediately go to it. Like it would not be an obvious thing. I feel.
It's like somebody saying PCO operators are in trouble.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's ironic because, not ironic, what I mean is a lot of people may not even understand what I mean by PCO operators. Public call office was the word.
Yeah.
The proper word was public call office, which basically means when you're outside and you need to communicate with somebody, you can pick up a phone and call them.
Yeah.
Because there are mobile phones.
Yeah, I think until the early 2000s, it was a very, very needed facility.
Very needed facility. In fact, I remember spots where I, payphones that I used to use.
Okay.
I would be like, okay, fine, if I have to meet a friend, then I'll be like, okay, fine, I'll meet at this spot.
This one.
Because then I can make a call from here and then walk to that spot easily. So it's because your phone is not in your pocket. You have to walk to a phone.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know.
Yeah, so great
crazy
example.
Things like that, yeah.
So anyway, okay, there is more in the article, Keshav.
Yeah.
But I think let's jump to our bit, you know, because I think the problem is evident now. We don't need any more statistics, etc. to highlight.
So it's clearly a heart-wrenching story, definitely.
Yeah.
It's saddening, but it's also a little bit like what were you thinking kind of situation, right? People should have shifted from their professions by now.
Yeah, but I think that's a
It's harsh, very harsh. Yeah. I know. It's like, and what is saddening or worse is that people are just using them for
direction,
information.
I have done that, will admit.
I have also, I'm sure I have. But is there, I think our problem statement is very straightforward here, no? We would want them to get more business. If not more business, make money opportunities
money.
For them.
Fair, yeah. Get them to earn a
Get them to earn
wage.
A living. Because what do they have? What is the commodity? The commodity is two things. One is they have muscle.
Yes.
Two, they have time.
Yeah.
So they are always there.
Hmm.
So there is that time factor also.
Hmm. And they also have knowledge of the station, which I think is their biggest asset.
Their biggest asset. They know everything, right? They know possibly ki which aqua guard ka pani
Which toilet is blocked?
Which one is? I think which toilet is blocked in the case of railways is all. I shouldn't be so mean also. It's getting better.
It's getting better, yeah. So knowledge, muscle and
time.
Another thing, okay, Keshav, before we kind of jump to helping them, I just wanted to highlight and maybe we may get some hints from that. So, see, I think if you look at the Indian traveler also, no, flights have become so much cheaper. So
yeah.
I feel like if there is probably, a big kind of luggage, many people traveling, lots of luggage, they would maybe prefer to take flights. So the added layer to that is, I think the Indian traveler has also evolved. Let's say, 10 years back, people would still do this math that, okay, I'll save a bit on excess. But now I think most of the
airlines also, in the sense that the per kilo charges aren't that higher.
The time, you don't have to look over the luggage constantly in the train and things like that. So I feel like generally even, I don't know how much is of this lack of income of the coolies now can be attributed to the improvement in facilities as it needs to be attributed to the change in traveler.
Yeah, very true. Need. You can't ignore airlines in this conversation.
Yeah.
Very true.
And also, people like they said in the article, bags with wheels. So that is like a simple thing that has probably.
Yeah. So bags with wheels happened so long ago, no?
Hmm.
Yeah. Means it's not like today that bags with wheels have started.
Yeah. But I think what happens is, generally if you look at it, people's luggage has a lifespan of about 8-10 years, like we will kecho fai. So now I think we've reached a stage where all the old bags have been worn out and people have finally bought new bags. And now everyone has bags with wheels.
Right. That phasing out of the old bags without wheels. Yeah. So some people will still had Ataichis without wheels. Right.
Yes.
So do you think, I mean, this is not a solution, just partly, a silly idea just because of the visual. Do you think the airports could use some help? Because as it is, luggages they're losing, they're screwing up. If it's an iconic visual, I would love to see the red shirts at airports.
Now that I think of it, Keshav, imagine if we open up the coolie service in flights, okay? So the journey of the coolie, and for listeners, younger listeners who may never have used one or
used
whatever. What happens is you hire the coolie when the taxi drops you off at the station.
Usually the men are standing near the taxi drop-off point.
Right there. Yeah. And shouting, that do you need a coolie? Do you need a coolie? Yeah.
And then you pick the strongest guy.
Strongest guy, you negotiate then and there. They'll ask you which train, which compartment. Yeah. And then they will quote.
And I'm just saying strongest guy for just like that. It's not like that. It's never like that. That feels very horribly like, you're buying a slave or something. It's not like that. You don't go and press his calf muscles and say, "Arey, ye wala sahi hai." That's not how it's done.
Check his teeth.
Check his teeth.
Like buying a horse. I don't know why they check teeth.
They check the teeth because that's the quickest indicator of health.
Wow, in horses.
In all animals, including humans.
Oh, okay.
So they say the pink of, the phrase in the pink of health?
The pink
of health phrase comes from gums. So if the gums are pink, it's great health. If the gums are like slightly brown, red, any other palette color. It's a sign of disease or something.
Very cool, man. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
As someone who's traded in people in the past, I know these things,
I think it's also important when you're looking for a partner.
Oh yeah. See, on a first date.
First date.
Just like, just clip, just pull her lips up a little. It's not very romantic. Not entire. She at first, just tell her it's this new thing you read somewhere. Or him, if you're the lady doing it to a guy. Or whatever the gender, we don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
On your potential asset that you are going to invest in.
The beauty is, Keshav, irrespective of gender, this test works.
Test works.
Find another test that works irrespective of gender.
Yes. There is none. There is absolutely none. Like, you understand, if he says on his bio, he or she says non-smoker, then usme hi samajh jayega how much brown is there. Smoker. It's yellow. Then you know recently jaundice hua hai. Move over Dr. Lal's path labs. Uncle Naidu is here.
What a digression. Great digression.
Yeah, let's come back.
But yeah, so we were explaining the journey of the coolie experience. No?
Yes, yes.
So what happens is then and there you select your coolie. They like throw themselves at you. You know, like they will start saying, okay. You choose one, you negotiate a price.
Yeah.
They will pick up your bags from the cab. They will load it onto a cart of theirs.
If they have a cart. So sometimes if it's just three or four pieces and you're one person alone or just two people with four or five pieces, what they'll do is they'll split it between two people or just one guy will lug it all on his head.
Yes.
Sometimes that feels very inhuman when they lug it all on their head like that, especially when they're climbing upstairs.
Stairs, absolutely. It's hard work.
It's hard work. Yeah.
So they do that. They take you to your bogey. They will get on the train and they will put the bags up on the storage shelves.
You don't need to fight with other passengers about, you know, sometimes people will keep their luggage under your seat and they will be sitting in a different compartment only.
Yeah.
You know, so those kinds of issues, they will sort out for you.
Yeah, that's great, actually. That's a very good perk that they do the fighting, the jostling for you.
The jostling, yeah.
And that's it. Then they get off the train, you pay them and they are done. Now, the experience when you're arriving at your stop.
Right.
So what the best coolies do is when the train slows down, they get in the compartment.
Yeah, they
only.
Jump into the train. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they jump in the train and they are up for hire. And then if you want someone, they'll kind of
You're like, you're barely finishing. You've not even finished eating.
Yeah.
Like, ye pheko, station aa gaya hai.
Yeah, and then those guys will get on. A quick deal will be made. Okay, this much is the fee. And they will pick up your bags, exit the train for you, and you can chill.
But yeah, coming back to our, how can we help them, no?
Yeah, how can we help them? Okay. So we want them to either make more money in the same line of work, or we want them to find new roles. The airport thing is one option, but let's see if we can come up with something else.
Yeah. Ideally, if they go back to the same place of work without changing too much, then that's easier to execute, no?
Yes. So I'm thinking, oh, wow, I'm getting a great idea, Keshav.
Great. I can feel it.
Okay. So look, we've already described that they are tough men.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They are strong men. Now, why this picture came to my mind is recently we were at the airport. We were coming back from Kochi, okay? And we had a very long commute from Munnar to Kochi, which was like a 4.5-hour drive. And then we were at Kochi now waiting for our flight to Mumbai. Now at Kochi, there was a massage parlor in the terminal.
Oh, wow.
And that massage parlor was packed, man. Usually, I never expect massage parlors at airports, you know, especially Kochi airport, to be packed. But there was literally waiting outside this massage parlor.
People are missing flights. Ye flight kya hai? Ye to roz milega. Iska. I want to be touched by Joe Skouriakos. Or Susie.
these are nice, strong men. And anyway, at stations, there's a lot of fatigued travelers. There's a lot of weary travelers.
It's a genius idea.
No? Imagine you just start a small... And open air. You know, it doesn't need to be like...
Malish, like Akhada Malish kind of thing. Malish.
Beautiful. That's the word I was looking for.
They will bend and break and Rubik's cube the shit out of your bones. No, it's just like, by the time you're done, luggage will be inside the taxi. You will be on top of it. On the luggage rack.
So, Keshav, actually, you know, like you suggested, bend and break. Another idea came to my mind, okay? What if now they offer to carry you, not your luggage?
Like those Everest Sherpas. Yeah. I think there is a market here. You know why?
Okay.
Given how Gen Z is.
Yeah.
They are anyway on their phone.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, there's a chair on their back and then this under 25 human just slouched on a chair in their phone. For an extra fee, he'll even wipe the drool. And this is a nice one. Yeah, this, I think.
Yeah. So just instead of the luggage, because anyway, Gen Z just carries a backpack mostly.
Just carries a backpack. There's probably a fanny pack or something.
Yeah. So now just carry the human instead of the luggage.
Human.
And the same thing. Pick them up from the Uber.
Yeah.
Put them on you.
Yeah.
Go and.
And there's a stroller anyway. So that stroller, tie the stroller to the Gen Z's person's toe or something.
Would you, Keshav, if you saw this service, okay, where you are lifted,
would I take it?
Put, yeah, would you, just to see what it feels like?
As a fun thing, I will take it once.
You would, no? Me too.
And it's a risky thing because what if I like it? I'm going piggyback on a stranger.
So beautiful solutions.
I think these are good ideas. We have lots of good ideas. Dear railways, choose one.
Choose at least one. Yeah.
Choose,
you know,
at least
instead
one.
Of your stupid Meghdoot and all of those initiatives.
Yeah, or pizza making vending machine.
Pizza vending machine.
You know, I would like to do an audit on that entire exercise. How much taxpayer money did we waste in dough?
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Yeah,
yes.
And happy Pongal once again.
Happy Pongal once again. Happy Sankran.
So, listeners can write into us on Instagram. DM us, please. We reply to all DMs.
Yes, and you can please follow us on Spotify. Follow us on
Instagram.
Yeah. Like our content. Share our content.
Yes, and if you want to contribute, PayPal and UPI links are in the show notes. Please.
It's the new year. Maybe you can help us get some new gear, some coffee, some beer.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.